I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 1st. Separate death investigations involving a total of four people have been launched in Quincy and Dorchester. Emergency crews responding to the area of 600 Southern Artery near Cork Nissan in Quincy at about 10 o'clock yesterday found two people dead behind a building, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. Foul play is not suspected at this time, but the cause of death of both victims is pending the outcome of a toxicology report. And Boston police say they're also looking into the deaths of two people whose bodies were found in the area of Glen and Troll Streets. Autopsies have not yet been completed. The names of the victims in both cases have not been released. Quincy police are searching for a suspect who slashed three tires on a parked car early today. This happened on President's Lane in Quincy Center at around 4 a.m. A person called 911 to report they just saw someone slash three tires on their car. Suspect had fled when police arrived. However, officers are still investigating. City of Quincy's Welcome Center recently opened in the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. The center offers free visitors' guides, interactive maps, and brochures with information about historic attractions, shopping and dining options, and much more. The annual Squantum Road Race will be held tomorrow. Registration begins at 9:30, with the race starting at 10 a.m. It starts and ends at the Squantum Fire Station. There will be T-shirts, medals for children, and trophies for the winners. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy sponsors the event to raise money for the Squantum 4th of July Parade, the event being held in memory of Squantum community activist Frank J. Buckley. Now, summer travel is in full swing, so is the traffic heading to the Cape ahead of the 4th of July weekend. It is a brutal ride on any given summer weekend, but before Independence Day, AAA Northeast spokeswoman Mary McGuire says timing your trip wisely could save you time, headaches, and gas. Friday from noon to 9 is the worst time to travel. Your best bet is to leave before 10 a.m. Saturday, avoid that 2 to 4 p.m. time frame. Try to hit the road either before noon or after dinner. Boston's 4th of July celebration is back on the Esplanade this year for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Last year, the Pops performed at Tanglewood, and fireworks were launched from the Common. The festivities were canceled altogether in 2020, but this year will mark a return to the Hat Shell with a, quote, mega fireworks display over the Charles River. The show is set for Monday, July 4th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It will be available to watch on Bloomberg's platforms. Unlike previous years, the public will not be able to watch a rehearsal on Sunday. The event is free and open to the public. No advance tickets are needed. The Oval in front of the Hat Shell will open at noon Monday. Legendary singer Chaka Khan will headline the lineup of performers, which also includes The Voice winner Javier Colon, Grammy recipient Heather Headley, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, the Middlesex County Volunteers Fife and Drums, and the Honor Guard of the Massachusetts 54th Volunteer Regiment. The Pops will be accompanying the artists for a patriotic sing-along and performances of their Independence Day classics. One death and nearly two dozen hospitalizations are tied to a new listeria outbreak of unknown origin, and two people from Massachusetts have gotten sick. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not identified a food that might be spreading the deadly bacteria, but officials said the public should be alert to symptoms and the possibility of infection. Those symptoms include fever, muscle aches, nausea, and diarrhea. Listeria can be treated with antibiotics, but it is especially dangerous to pregnant women, newborns, the elderly, and those with compromised immune systems. CDC officials say nearly all the 23 people known to have been infected in the outbreak either live in or travel to Florida about a month before they got sick. Listeria is one of the most dangerous forms of food poisoning. 22 of the infected people were hospitalized. One person from Illinois died, and one pregnant woman lost her fetus. Listeria symptoms usually start 1 to 4 weeks after eating contaminated food, but can start on the same day. The first cases occurred in January of this year, but have continued through June when two of the people got sick. A Mississippi man who had just landed at Logan Airport for a trip to Maine was arrested yesterday after loading rounds into his pistol curbside. According to state police, the man identified as 22-year-old Zachary Carden from Vicksburg was placed under arrest for taking his gun out of a previously checked luggage bag curbside at Terminal B. Police say Carden landed last night retrieving his luggage, and while he was on the sidewalk, removed the pistol and began loading rounds into it while in view of numerous other travelers. A state police spokesperson said several people called 911. Man was placed under arrest by state troopers. A short time later, according to police, the man did not have any criminal intention, but chose a very poor time to check on his firearm. Carden was charged with possession of a firearm without a ID card, possession of ammunition without an FID card, and disturbing the peace. Police say Carden was licensed in a state with a non-reciprocal license to carry laws and was going to drive to Maine. With criticism of the MBTA mounting after a series of service issues and the recent death of a Red Line passenger, the T's general manager, Steve Poftak, defended the job he was doing while at a groundbreaking event yesterday for a new commuter rail station. Poftak spoke after T officials broke ground at a $50 million commuter rail station at Winchester Center. He confirmed yesterday that the driver of the Red Line train that dragged and killed 39-year-old Robinson Leyland at the Broadway station was moved from paid administrative leave to unpaid leave because of a rules violation. Poftak faced questions about staffing shortages that caused the T to cut service on the orange, red, and blue lines, which will all now run on Saturday schedules during the week. The changes came after a transit inspector's report found that the T doesn't have enough staff for its control center. He added that one of the reasons that has taken a long time to get more drivers in the rotation is the onboarding process. Despite the calls for his resignation, Poftak said he isn't going anywhere. A new climate initiative is aiming to stop frequent flooding at a popular Boston park. Officials announced $1.6 million in federal funding has been secured for Moakley Park to combat flooding. The park is a popular spot for residents in South Boston and Dorchester, but it has often been the site of frequent flooding. Money is expected to address that by keeping up with the changes in climate to protect area residents. Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Stephen Lynch helped secure federal funds for that project. Well, yesterday, history repeated itself on the shores of Plymouth. In 1620, English pilgrims arrived in North America on the Mayflower. Now, 402 years later, another ship with that name found its way to the Massachusetts coastline. The first Mayflower had more than 100 people on board. The modern version had zero. The Mayflower autonomous ship, designed by nautical research company Promair and IBM, completed its voyage from England almost entirely without human assistance. Instead, artificial intelligence captained the ship, which was outfitted with numerous cameras and sensors. The onboard technology was used both to navigate the Atlantic and to collect valuable scientific data. A boat from Sea to South Shore of Marshfield hauled the robotic ship the past 20 miles of its voyage right in order to comply with the Coast Guard rules. It was docked in Plymouth Harbor, right near the replica of the original Mayflower. The Mayflower autonomous ship did not have an easy journey and suffered numerous setbacks. Built in 2020 to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrim's first trip to America, the new ship was not ready to depart until June of last year. Various technical problems plagued the solar-powered ship's first attempt at crossing the ocean. It was forced back to its home port in Plymouth, England. In April of this year, the Mayflower autonomous ship took to the seas again, but a problem with its generator forced scientists to redirect the vessel to Portugal. After the necessary repairs were made, the ship made its way to Halifax, Nova Scotia, earlier this month. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 253. The NASDAQ fell 149. The S&P off by 33 points. Asian stocks also lower, echoing the decline on Wall Street. The dollar is down. The euro is down. Oil is down a little bit to $106 a barrel. Sports Red Sox are in Chicago today to take on the Cubs. The National Weather Service forecast for today: hazy, hot, and humid with highs in the low 90s. Tonight, muggy, a low 61. Tomorrow, look out for some afternoon thunderstorms. Warm and humid with a high of 84 degrees. Partly cloudy, 86 on Sunday. 4th of July, Monday, partly sunny, high 85 degrees. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, winds southwest, gust to 20 knots later today, and a high tide right after 2 p.m. Sunrise at 5:11, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 1st.